No! Talon yelled, barging into Riz and throwing off the larger ganger's aim. Splitter smashed harmlessly into the deck. What do you think you're doing? Riz thundered, swinging the spudjacker at Talon. The blonde-haired boy leapt back, the club narrowly missing him. The next time, he wasn't so lucky. Riz lashed out again with the mace, catching Talon in the side. The boy crashed into a cabinet, the air knocked out of him. Leave him alone, Zelia yelled. Stay out of this, girl, Riz sneered as the rest of the gang stepped back, too scared to interfere. He's gone too far this time. He loomed over Talon, the spudjacker held high. Zelia looked up. The servo sprite was still buzzing around the ceiling. She tapped the vox on her sleeve, activating a channel to the ship's central cogitator. Danger in cargo bay, she shouted. Protect the artifacts. Aye, Riz said, his spudjacker frozen in midair. What's that supposed to mean? You'll see, said Zelia with a smile, as every servo sprite Mekki had ever constructed swarmed on the cargo and descended on the gangers. Riz screamed as dozens of tiny robots jabbed at him with needle-sharp data connectors. Get him off me! He tried to swat them away with Splitter, but only lost his balance, crashing to the floor. The other gangers ran into each other as they were mobbed by the servo swarm. Even Talon was forced to throw up his arms to protect himself. But Zelia saw him grin at her before yelling at the others, Let's get out of here! They all ran, Riz included, still swiping at the servo sprites that yanked painfully at his mohawk. Zelia jumped to her feet as soon as they were gone. She ran to the cogitator terminal next to the doors, activating the ship's pict feed. Images scrolled over the display, displaying pict casts from every corner of the ship. She scrolled through to the external feeds and watched the gang members charge down the scriptor's ramp, servo sprites dive-bombing the would-be raiders like fire wasps. As soon as they were clear, she pressed a button and the ramp swung up to slam shut. Suddenly exhausted, Zelia slumped forward, leaning heavily against the terminal. Her legs were like jelly, her breath ragged. She tapped her vox. Mum, are you there? Mum? Elise still didn't answer. That settled it. If her mum wasn't on the ship and wasn't answering her vox, then there was only one place she could be. Ouch! Cried Talon as one of the small flying robots jabbed the back of his neck. You wanted us off the ship? We're off the ship! The automaton chattered angrily in return, and Talon couldn't help but smile. Ladle Girl had done good. It took a lot to take on the Runak warriors, but she had sent them packing. Their job done, the servo sprites flocked back to the funny little ship, disappearing into a porthole. Let's get back underground, Talon shouted. But Riz wasn't happy.
You don't tell me what to do, Talon. Not now, not ever. We're going back onto that ship to teach that runt a lesson she'll never forget.
The others didn't move, looking from Riz to Talon, not sure who to follow. Talon's hand dropped down to his beamer.
Riz snorted. You going to blast me, Talon? Is that it? It's funny. In all the years you've had that clip to your belt, I've never seen you use it. You haven't got the guts. You're a coward, guard boy. Always have been, always will be.
Talon didn't have a chance to respond to the jibe. A cry echoed across the vast landing bay, and he turned to see a soldier of the Astra Militarum making straight for them through the clustered space cruisers. He was wearing the Imperial Guard's standard khaki-green uniform, a long shock stick gripped in his gloved hand, capable of delivering a charge that could stop a full-grown grox in its tracks.
Hey! The guardsman shouted. What are you tunnel rats doing up here?
Riz cursed, shooting one last venomous look at the planet hopper before yelling, Scatter! The warriors did as they were told, Talon included. He ducked behind a stack of crates, heading for a bolt hole at the far end of the spaceport. He didn't bother looking back for the others. At times like this, it was every ganger for themselves, especially where Riz was concerned. Talon dropped to the ground at the first sound of lasfire, sliding towards a service hatch. He lifted the heavy lid to reveal a ladder. It led down to a tunnel, part of the ventilation system that pumped recycled air around the hive. He started clambering down, glancing up to see Essa lying on the floor. The purple-haired girl was out cold, stunned by the guardsman's shock stick. Talon swore beneath his breath. This wouldn't go well for them back at camp.
And all for a planet hopper filled with old junk. Typical Riz. He started to climb down, stopping only at the sound of a spluttering grav bike. It was the girl from the planet hopper weaving in and out of the other ships in the spaceport. Where are you going? He wondered aloud before a fresh barrage of las fire sent him hurrying down the ladder.